Tobias chapter 11. Tobias anointeth his father's eyes with the fish's gall, and here covereth his sight. 11:1. And as they were returning they came to Charan, which is in the midway to Nineveh, the 11th day. 11:2. And the angel said, Brother Tobias, thou knowest how thou didst leave thy father. 11:3. If it please thee therefore, let us go before, and let the family follow softly after us, together with thy wife, and with the beasts. 11:4. And as this their going pleased him, Raphael said to Tobias, Take with thee of the gall of the fish, for it will be necessary. So Tobias took some of the gall and departed. 11:5. But Anna sat beside the way daily, on the top of a hill, from whence she might see afar off. 11:6. And while she watched his coming from that place, she saw him afar off, and presently perceived it was her son coming. And returning she told her husband, saying, Behold thy son cometh. 11:7. And Raphael said to Tobias, As soon as thou shalt come into thy house, forthwith adore the Lord thy God, and giving thanks to him, go to thy father, and kiss him. 11:8. And immediately anoint his eyes with this gall of the fish, which thou carriest with thee. For be assured that his eyes shall be presently opened, and thy father shall see the light of heaven, and shall rejoice in the sight of thee. 11:9. Then the dog, which had been with them in the way, ran before, and coming as if he had brought the news, shewed his joy by his fawning and wagging his tail. The dog, etc. This may seem a very minute circumstance to be recorded in sacred history. But as we learn from our Savior, St. Matt 5.18, there are iotas and tittles in the Word of God. That is to say, things that appear minute, but which have indeed a deep and mysterious meaning in them. 11:10. And his father that was blind, rising up, began to run stumbling with his feet, and giving a servant his hand, went to meet his son. 11:11. And receiving him kissed him, as did also his wife, and they began to weep for joy. 11:12. And when they had adored God, and given him thanks, they sat down together. 11:13. Then Tobias taking of the gall of the fish, anointed his father's eyes. 11:14. And he stayed about half an hour. And the white skin began to come out of his eyes, like the skin of an egg. 11:15. And Tobias took hold of it, and drew it from his eyes, and recovered his sight. 11:16. And they glorified God, both he and his wife and all that knew him. 11:17. And Tobias said, I bless thee, O Lord God of Israel, because thou hast chastised me, and thou hast saved me, and behold I see Tobias my son. 11:18. And after 7 days Sarah his son's wife and all the family arrived safe, and the cattle, and the camels, and an abundance of money of his wife's, and that money also which he had received of Gabilus. 11:19. And he told his parents all the benefits of God, which he had done to him by the man that conducted him. 11:20. And the curing Nabath the kinsman of Tobias came, rejoicing for Tobias, and congratulating with him for all the good things that God had done for him. 11:21. And for 7 days they feasted and rejoiced all with great joy. Tobias chapter 12. Raphael maketh himself known. 12:1. Then Tobias called to him his son and said to him, What can we give to this holy man, that is come with thee? 12:2. Tobias answering, said to his father, Father, what wages shall we give him? Or what can be worthy of his benefits? 12:3. He conducted me and brought me safe again. He received the money of Gabilus, he caused me to have my wife, and he chased from her the evil spirit, he gave joy to her parents, myself he delivered from being devoured by the fish, thee also he hath made to see the light of heaven, and we are filled with all good things through him. What can we give him sufficient for these things? 12:4. But I beseech thee, my father, to desire him, that he would vouchsafe to accept of one half of all things that have been brought. 12:5. So the father and the son calling him, took him aside, and began to desire him that he would vouchsafe to accept of half of all things that they had brought. 12:6. Then he said to them secretly, Bless ye the God of heaven, give glory to him in the sight of all that live, because he hath shewn his mercy to you. 12:7. For it is good to hide the secret of a king, to reveal and confess the works of God. 12:8. Prayer is good with fasting and alms more than to lay up treasures of gold. 12:9. For alms delivereth from death, and the same is that which purgeth away sins, and maketh to find mercy in life everlasting. 12:10. But they that commit sin and iniquity are enemies to their own soul. 12:11. I discover then the truth unto you, and I will not hide the secret from you. 12:12. When thou didst pray with tares, and didst bury the dead, and didst leave thy dinner, and hide the dead by day in thy house, and bury them by night, I offered thy prayer to the Lord. 12:13. And because thou wast acceptable to God, it was necessary that temptation should prove thee. 12:14. And now the Lord hath sent me to heal thee, and to deliver Sarah thy son's wife from the devil. 12:15. For I am the angel Raphael, one of the seven, who stand before the Lord. 12:16. And when they had heard these things, they were troubled, and being seized with fear they fell upon the ground on their face. 12:17. And the angel said to them, Peace be to you, fear not. 12:18. For when I was with you, I was there by the will of God. Bless ye him, and sing praises to him. 12:19. I seemed indeed to eat and to drink with you, but I use an invisible meat and drink, which cannot be seen by men. 12:20. It is time therefore that I return to him that sent me. But bless ye God, and publish all his wonderful works. 12:21. And when he had said these things, he was taken from their sight, and they could see him no more. 12:22. Then they lying prostrate for 3 hours upon their face, blessed God, and rising up, they told all his wonderful works. Tobias chapter 13. Tobias the father praiseth God, exhorting all Israel to do the same. Prophesy of the restoration and better state of Jerusalem. 13:1. And Tobias the elder opening his mouth, blessed the Lord, and said, Thou art great, O Lord, forever, and thy kingdom is unto all ages. 13:2. For thou scourgest, and thou savest. Thou leadest down to hell, and bringest up again. And there is none that can escape thy hand. 13:3. Give glory to the Lord, ye children of Israel, and praise him in the sight of the Gentiles. 13:4. Because he hath therefore scattered you among the Gentiles, who know not him, that you may declare his wonderful works, and make them know that there is no other almighty God besides him. 13:5. He hath chastised us for our iniquities, and he will save us for his own mercy. 13:6. See then what he hath done with us, and with fear and trembling give ye glory to him, and extol the eternal King of worlds in your works. 13:7. As for me, I will praise him in the land of my captivity, because he hath shewn his majesty toward a sinful nation. 13:8. Be converted therefore, ye sinners, and do justice before God, believing that he will shew his mercy to you. 13:9. And I and my soul will rejoice in him. 13:10. Bless ye the Lord, all his elect, keep days of joy, and give glory to him. 13:11. Jerusalem, city of God, the Lord hath chastised thee for the works of thy hands. Jerusalem, what is prophetically delivered here, and in the following chapter, with relation to Jerusalem, is partly to be understood of the rebuilding of the city after the captivity, and partly of the spiritual Jerusalem, which is the Church of Christ, and the eternal Jerusalem in heaven. 13:12. Give glory to the Lord for thy good things, and bless the God eternal that he may rebuild his tabernacle in thee, and may call back all the captives to thee, and thou mayest rejoice forever and ever. 13:13. Thou shalt shine with a glorious light, and all the ends of the earth shall worship thee. 13:14. Nations from afar shall come to thee, and shall bring gifts, and shall adore the Lord in thee, and shall esteem thy land as holy. 13:15. For they shall call upon the great name in thee. 13:16. They shall be cursed that shall despise thee, and they shall be condemned that shall blaspheme thee, and blessed shall they be that shall build thee up. 13:17. But thou shalt rejoice in thy children, because they shall all be blessed, and shall be gathered together to the Lord. 13:18. Blessed are all they that love thee, and that rejoice in thy peace. 13:19. My soul, bless thou the Lord, because the Lord our God hath delivered Jerusalem his city from all her troubles. 13:20. Happy shall I be if there shall remain of my seed, to see the glory of Jerusalem. 13:21. The gates of Jerusalem shall be built of sapphire, and of emerald, and all the walls thereof round about of precious stones. 13:22. All its streets shall be paved with white and clean stones, and Alleluia shall be sung in its streets. 13:23. Blessed be the Lord, who hath exalted it, and may he reign over it forever and ever. Amen. Tobias chapter 14. Old Tobias died at the age of 102 years, after exhorting his son and grandsons to piety, the reassuring that Nineveh shall be destroyed, and Jerusalem rebuilt. The younger Tobias returneth with his family to Ragel, and dieth happily as he had lived. 14:1. And the words of Tobias were ended. And after Tobias was restored to his sight, he lived 42 years, and saw the children of his grandchildren. 14:2. And after he had lived 102 years, he was buried honorably in Nineveh. 14:3. For he was 56 years old when he lost the sight of his eyes, and 60 when he recovered it again. 14:4. And the rest of his life was in joy, and with great increase of the fear of God he departed in peace. 14:5. And at the hour of his death he called unto him his son Tobias and his children, 7 young men, his grandsons, and said to them. 14:6. The destruction of Nineveh is at hand, for the word of the Lord must be fulfilled. And our brethren, that are scattered abroad from the land of Israel, shall return to it. 14:7. And all the land thereof that is desert shall be filled with people, and the house of God which is burnt in it, shall again be rebuilt. And all that fear God shall return thither. 14:8. And the Gentiles shall leave their idols, and shall come into Jerusalem, and shall dwell in it. 14:9. And all the kings of the earth shall rejoice in it, adoring the King of Israel. 14:10. Hearken therefore, my children, to your father. Serve the Lord in truth, and see to do the things that please him. 14:11. And command your children that they do justice and almsdeeds, and that they be mindful of God, and bless him at all times in truth, and with all their power. 14:12. And now, children, hear me, and do not stay here. But as soon as you shall bury your mother by me in one sepulchre, without delay direct your steps to depart hence. 14:13. For I see that its iniquity will bring it to destruction. 14:14. And it came to pass that after the death of his mother, Tobias departed out of Nineveh with his wife, and children, and children's children, and returned to his father and mother-in-law. 14:15. And he found them in health in a good old age, and he took care of them, and he closed their eyes, and all the inheritance of Ragel's house came to him, and he sought his children's children to the fifth generation. 14:16. And after he had lived 99 years in the fear of the Lord, with joy they buried him. 14:17. And all his kindred, and all his generation continued in good life, and in holy conversation, so that they were acceptable both to God, and to men, and to all that dwelt in the land.